Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Before we go any further, a warning to our listeners. This segment you're about to hear deals with issues of rape and sexual violence, and it may not be appropriate for our more sensitive and younger listeners. So I'll give you a moment to decide what to do about that. Well, from 1998 to its, quote, official end in 2003, one of the most brutal and savage wars ground down the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The violence continues to this day. And now, the violence is partially driven by the demand for coltan, a mineral essential in electronics manufacturing. All of this has led to the deaths of almost 5.5 million people in Congo. And women have been particular victims of some of the most brutal violence in this war. Rape has been used by both government and rebel soldiers as a weapon of war. 200,000 women have been raped in the conflict, leading a senior UN official recently to call Congo, quote, the rape capital of the world.
While I am singing, I am praying that one day the pain will be gone. But what those men did to me lives inside of my body. Every step I take, I feel them in me, punishing me. And it will be that way for the rest of my life.
Well, that is the voice of a Congolese rape victim, but a fictional one named Sophie. She's one of the central characters in the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Ruined. The play is currently at the Huntington Theater, and we're joined by its director, Liesl Tommy. Liesl Tommy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Meghna. It's good to be here.
It's a real pleasure to have you. This play is an absolute riveting knockout of a play. So why don't you just give us, for those who haven't seen it yet, why don't you give a short synopsis of Ruined?
Sure. The play takes place in the middle of the jungle in the eastern part of the Congo, where much of this conflict is based. And it's about a woman who runs a brothel and a bar in the middle of the jungle, and she's got some young girls who work as prostitutes there, and she's got a number of different guerrilla factions who come and enjoy themselves at her bar, as well as government soldiers, as well as miners. So it's quite a colorful array of characters who tromp through her bar and enjoy her prostitutes and her beer. Hmm. And it's basically, it takes place at a time when the conflict between two of these, one rebel group and one government soldier faction, starting to clash, and she and the girls at her bar get caught in the middle, essentially.
And those girls, they're prostitutes because previously they had been taken from their homes out into the bush and violated and brutalized and
Correct.
Raped horribly. And then, you know, after this experience, they're not allowed to return to their villages. So turning to a life of prostitution is the only option they have.
Exactly. Because of the shame that the stigma of rape still carries, they've been turned out of their villages. And they have to make their way on their own. And many of the girls find that life in Mama Nadi's bar provides them with food and provides them with shelter and provides them with a modicum of safety.
Mm. Now, tell us about this phrase from which the play takes its title, ruined. Why ruined?
Well, in terms of how that title functions for the play, it functions on two levels. One, the metaphor for what has happened in this war to these women and from my point of view, to the men around them as well. What this level of brutality has done. It's ruined women's, their physical life as well as their mental life and the psyches of the men as well. So that's the metaphor that I think exists in the play. And then on a much more, just the medical reality for a lot of these women is that the rapes are so violent that there's profound vaginal destruction that happens. Fistula is something that a lot of these women have to deal with because because of the nature of the rapes. And so, you know, that ruined exists metaphorically as well as physically.
Well, and the way that the ruination sort of takes over these women's bodies and their hearts and souls, it is rendered so in such detail, such like almost difficult to witness detail on the stage. I want to actually play a little clip from one of the monologues from one of the characters there. And again, for listeners, this is kind of hard to listen to, so it's not appropriate for our younger listeners. But here is a scene where one of the women in Maminati's bar, her name is Salima. She's played by Pascal Armand. She's telling another woman, Sophie, played by Carla Duren, about the moment that she was abducted from her home and taken into 5 months of sex slavery.
Where did they come from? How could I not have had them?
You don't have to.
One of the soldiers held me down with his foot. He was so heavy, thick like an ox, and his boot was cracked and weathered like it had been left out in the rain for weeks. His boot was pressing my chest, and the cracks in the leather had the look of drying sorghum. His foot was so heavy, and it was all I could see as the others took me. My baby was crying. She was a good baby. Beatrice never cried, but she was crying, screaming. Shh, I said, shh. And right then, a soldier stomped on her head with his boot.
Liesl Tommy, director of Ruined, it is heartbreaking just to hear it, but to have to stage that, what challenges did you have to put these scenes in front of the theater goers?
Yes, uh-huh. Very good question. You know, we had an extremely rigorous process. I had an extremely rigorous process with myself before I even, you know, hit the stage with the actress, because I had to do a tremendous amount of research. I had to watch a lot of video of testimony, and you know, and I also felt like it was important to do research on the soldiers as well, on the men. So I watched a lot of stuff about child soldiers, figuring out how these men came to be what they are. And when we got into rehearsal, fairly quickly, I scheduled 2 days where the cast had to watch a lot of documentaries, some historical stuff about the Congo, you know, colonial era, King Leopold, you know, images, as, and then post-colonial, and then about the war, and then about this, you know, more recent conflict, in, you know, specific to sexual violence against women. So, I mean, I would say after those 2 days, they were pretty devastated. It was definitely nothing that they'd experienced before in terms of such concentrated, allowing such concentrated images of violence into their lives. But I felt really strongly about the fact if we were going to portray truthfully these people's experiences, we had to, our hearts had to break with them and for them. And from that point, we could start to work.
What kind of emotional toll does it take on actors to have to? I mean, there's some very brutal scenes of actual rapes in the play. Does it take an emotional toll on the actors to have to do that
does.
Day in and day out?
It does. I mean, it definitely. And I mean, this is part of what you know. Your job as an artist is just, you know, in terms of how you find balance, how you maintain health, mental health, and physical health through this kind of. This kind of process. And, you know, so as just keeping a healthy and safe environment for the actors to work in was, you know, was definitely something that I toiled at. And my colleagues, choreographer, vocal coach, we all worked very closely together to make that happen. And I think we achieved it. I mean, one of the saving graces for the company as well as for the audience is the music, because it's so joyful, and the humor. There's a lot of humor in the play. Lynn is actually a very funny writer, and the cat, you know, the cast is they're a pretty high spirited group. So, you know, I always made sure that we balanced out, you know, the trauma that we were experiencing in the scene, in some of the scene work, with, you know, music rehearsals, and with just lots of general silliness in the rehearsal room.
Well, I've just got
you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt there, Liesl, but I've just got you for another couple seconds. I should note that Lynn Nottage, the playwright, she won the Pulitzer Prize for Ruined in 2009. And one of her great goals was to sort of pull the story of what was happening to women in the Congo out of, you know, where it gets buried in the newspaper, even if it shows up at all, and put it in front of people, front and center here in the United States. So what, you know, what's your ultimate goal as the director of having to stage this? And do you think that it has sort of brought the story of the Congo home to more people than we otherwise would have seen?
I definitely think so. I mean, you know, we worked on this play in La Jolla, and I actually directed a previous production in Oregon at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And I know from the responses of the audiences that they felt the play very deeply, and they all, many people who came up to me said that they were going to go home and they were going to Google and they were going to look into this, because they were shocked they didn't know about it, and what could they do? And I think that's what this play does, is it puts a personal face on a news story. You know, you really connect with the human beings on the stage, and you also wonder about what you would do if you were faced with conflict of war. How would you behave? Which one of those characters would you be? And you can't help but connect.
Well, that's Liesl Tommy. She's director of Ruined. It is currently at the Huntington Theater. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Magna, for having me.
I should say that the play runs until February 6th, and there's more information on it at our website, wbur.org/Boston.